I told you that fear was an illusion, a dragon created by us for us. It's a wall built brick by brick, and in the process, we begin to call it home. See, the things we fear in time tick. They control us. But I'm here to share that there's hope. And actually, it's greater than that. Let's go. Crooked. What if I told you that you are leading an army? A spiritual soldier is willing to charge on your command. Who are also willing to draw their swords for you while you are sleeping. What if I told you that the road was clear and the fight was already won? Would you still walk it? How many of us are looking up at a ceiling that is supposed to be our floor? Oh, crooked. What if that thing you are running from keeps appearing because you are divinely connected? What would happen if you stepped into instead of stepping aside? Can't land if you don't leap. Remember, we were chosen to be here. And we are crafted with precision. North Star, I need you to discover your why and reach beyond your fear of the unknown and what could go wrong. Because there is no room or space you enter alone. Universe is on your side. Stop behaving as if you don't have backup. Crooked. Welcome to another episode of the Crooked Halo Crew podcast, hosted by moi, Jay Wesley. Thank you all for tuning in. This is episode 12, and I don't really have a title for this episode yet, but I do know there are certain things I want to cover, and I'll share that with you now. In this episode, we're going to talk about therapy, or maybe I guess forms of therapy. And I also wanted to maybe touch on some posts I posted on Instagram over the last week or so. And I wanted to also tie it back to the intro spoken word poem for this episode, because in there, actually, let's start with that. So towards the tail end of that piece, I shared two, I guess I would say, requests with the audience. One was discover your North Star, and the other was, what was it? I think it was reach for your why. Or let me see, discover your North Star. No, find your North Star, and discover your why. And today, I was just reading a lot of material today and just happened to come across fear. I won't say fear-based content, but I think, once again, I know we've discussed it in previous episodes, but it's tied to COVID. And in this time or in this space, a lot of us have discovered passions, right? And we've identified passions, but the next hurdle or obstacle is the pursuit of said passions. Because one thing I think as adults we've learned is safety. We do what's safe and comfortable because many of us are responsible and we don't want to take risks, and which is fine. And we oftentimes have to make the choice, and within making the choice, within responsibility, we also determine who's impacted by our choices. And so we'll often, and I actually shared a piece the other day, where we often sacrifice joy for responsibility. And so with the earlier piece, when it said, find your North Star, I wanted to talk about that briefly. Because in the process of just living, it's when you're sharing, or if you're like many people, if you're an oversharer, you know why you're there, right? But you forget who you are. For example, right? You're a mother or you're a father. And I am not. I'm neither a mom or a dad. But one thing that has been echoed was, you know, once you have your child, it's not about you. It's about the child, right? But you, as a parent, just as a person, we are tasked with the responsibility of serving, but we also have to remember our identity. And it's so often for that to get blurry when you're, I think about the octopus with the tentacles, the eight tentacles, right? And just reaching everywhere. And when you're the well, you often will forget that you are a well, because you're just so used to freely giving your water that you forget what centered you in the first place. What's your nucleus? Why are you here? Why are you present? And so I reached for that for you. Like, find your North Star, because I know for the givers and the oversharers and the responsible, it's easy to light the path of others and forget where you're traveling, because you tend to follow their light. And I think it's important for us to know where we are at all times, and also stay connected to the things that fulfill us and make us happy and push us forward. Because while we're in a state of comfortability, right? I think that's a word. Better be a word. while we're in a state, that state, which is fine, like safety nets are cool, but there's opportunity out there for you to cast larger nets and for you to change environments and change your space. But it will require that you know what you want, or you have at least an inclination of what you hold dear to yourself. And as adults, we often are the stars to many people. We become their suns, actually, right? And their moons, actually. But we lose our direction oftentimes. And so I'm pushing you all to those that have lost their way in the process, to find your North Star, right? Just never forget what makes you you. So, for example, with this podcast, with my writing, you know, my pen name is Jay Wesley, which is still my identity, but it's my pen name. And I shared in previous episodes that I started losing and forgetting my identity. And so these last couple of weeks have my focus has been directing to purpose, my reassessing my foundation and figuring out what my North Star is. And your North Star can be the combination of many things. But I know that I was straying off course because I was lighting the path for this one and that person and this one and that person. And in the process, I started forgetting who I am. And I had to circle back. And I'm leading by example. So find your North Star. And the other one was discover your why, right? And also within that piece, I shared that we were chosen to be here. This life, our existence, the path that we're on is not by accident at all. And I followed that up with, you are created, or we are created with precision, right? And the figure and the images that we have and who we are in our being, that was created purposefully. And every trait, every characteristic, from the minor details, is what's made with precision, from your birthday to your zodiac to physical, spiritual, emotional, all of those things was with precision. But none of it means anything if you don't know why you're here. And once again, it's tied to the whole North Star metaphor. Discover your why, right? And also within that piece, one of my favorite quotes that I read, I don't know who said it. Hold on one second, drink break. Is you exist, but do you live? Right? Because the two are not the same. Many of us exist, but are we truly living? So I'm encouraging you all to discover your why. Why are you here? What makes me present? How do I fill the room? Am I leading a purpose-filled life? A joyful life? Like, those are questions you should ask yourself. And if not, find out why you aren't. And I wanted to cover reaching beyond fears, at least within that piece, is because that is what normally holds us back, period. We fear the unknown. We fear our light. We fear cutting or putting a hole into our safety net. We fear things that aren't even present, but we make it so to justify why we don't take action. And within that process, we remain stagnant. And yeah, like that, I guess that's my morning, evening inspiration, is find your North Star and discover your why. And all right, so that's that. What else did I want to discuss? I did say I wanted to. So I did a recent I did an Instagram live with T-Tills Inspires, really great interview. And one of the questions he asked me was, what do I do for therapy? And I'll be honest with you, I don't attend therapy. Maybe I do need therapy. Maybe not. But I have a lot of activities in place that I find therapeutic and are my outlets in multiple ways for various emotions and feelings I may feel at the time. And I was having a conversation with my boy Sean Malcolm today, and it's crazy how one thing that he shared was perfect or fitting for this episode, because I think one of the reasons why I've been also able to manage my feelings or emotions is because in time, he said, so to quote Sean, which is funny because I said the same thing earlier this week, he said, I can only control what I can control. I can only control what I can control. And I told him, I was like, that's wisdom right there, because you grow to that level of wisdom. To say something like that and to understand what that means, you've experienced what it's like to lose control and been there, done that. Don't want to do it again. Pray to God that I don't. But it's helped me a lot. And I think in my plant parent journey, it's taught me patience. And it also taught me that just because I want it and I see it, I believe it should be so, doesn't mean in reality that is the solution. And you're forced to dial it back and actually forfeit in a sense, right? And just at the end of the day, if I need to water X amount of times to keep this plant alive, even if I'm comfortable watering every week or watering every other day, if it requires that plant to be watered once a month, that's what I have to do. There's nothing else I can do about it unless I want to send it to the plant gods, right? And so you force to just let it be. And that's one thing that I've learned with age. It's just sometimes you just have to let things be. And I've learned that part of letting go isn't that you just release it. It's just that you just have to not hold on to things so tight and really focus or divert your attention to what is in control, right? The only person that you can, at the end of the day, control is yourself. And that's one thing I know. How people see me, how they react to me, no matter what I say, it could be cloaked and delivered in love, it could still form, it could still be a trigger to them. I can't control that, right? But I do have to be aware of their responses and how I will respond to them. And then to tie it back to therapy, I think there's a sense of calm after you've learned this, because you realize that life is just bigger. Like I have a lot to offer, but life is so much bigger than me. And I'm responsible for how I touch people and how I share my light and my energy amongst those within my orbit or my path. Right. Gotta stop saying right. But that's all I can control. I really can't control anything else. I can put out the greatest pieces of greatest literature. If a million people found it terrible, there is nothing I can do about that. So why stress over it? Right. And stress leads to health issues. It leads to you looking 10 times older than what you really are. And I don't want to be washed. I don't want to be that. So I've accepted And sometimes you just got to accept the things that you don't want to accept. Sometimes you have to accept the goodbye from the person you saw forever with. Sometimes you have to accept that you're at a shit job that you don't really like, but it pays the bill. But what are you going to do about that? Are you going to stay at your job, or are you going to control your destiny? And maybe you're not ready at the time, but are you going to develop skills that make you more attractive to other employers? You can control that. You can't control whether they hire you or not, but you can control how you present yourself and how you present yourself as an asset to their company or agency, et cetera. So that was part of my therapy. And I think it's an important lesson. Drinking is my therapy, as you can hear my ice jingling. And so that was one. And I wrote these four simple words that someone out there may find helpful. And it goes, one day, not today. And you can tie it to North Star, you know, discovering your why. But my therapeutic moments are my ability, or how do I word this? Damn whiskey. My therapeutic moments are my release moments, right? The ones that bring me calm. And I do have anxiety. I do hold myself to a high standard. And I oftentimes get disappointed when I don't achieve the level of excellence that I envision in my head. And even though I am in my own lane, running my own race, I have these milestones set that I'm like, I have to hit it by then, or I used to desire to hit these milestones in a set time because I used to use age as a meter. And today I was really thinking about that because I'm learning how to release and let go. And one day, not today, came to mind. Because I have to accept that. I may have all of these plans, but there's that saying in the Bible, for your plans are not my plans. And so I have to remind myself that shit didn't go the way as planned today. One day, you're going to achieve these accolades, but guess what? Not today. One day, not today. And for those that are going through it, right? Those that are, maybe someone out there may be waiting for the love that they prayed about. And that's what faith is. Faith is having belief in the steps not taken yet. And so just because it didn't happen today, that it doesn't necessarily mean that it won't happen one day. And fully embracing that and accepting that allows you, or at least allowed me, to release some of the nerves and the anxiety that I do face, because I'm always plagued with trying to create a project or perfect an art or a project. And sometimes it's just not in the cards. Sometimes it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen today. Cool. I don't know how much time we're on. But before I go, that was kind of like my little therapy session. Yeah, I didn't write it down, so that was a little off the cuff. But I think that was good. There was a message shared in there somewhere. I want to go over a piece before I get out of here. This new Instagram is so trash. Hmm. Oh, I know which one I want to talk about. The childhood one. Did I delete that? I'm tripping. Bear with me. Grab a drink, grab a seat. Do all the things while I sit there and scroll my phone because I'm not editing this at all. Oh, here it goes. Many of the disappointments I struggle with carrying are broken promises created by me for me when I was just a kid. And when we're talking about releasing, I think we need to release what 10-year-old us thought we would, the life that we would live at 30, 35, 40, 25, 45, 50, etc. Yeah, when I'm 30, I'm going to be the six-figured, married, blah, 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 family, how many kids, etc. And you'd be surprised how many of us are still chasing that childhood dream. And if we know as adults, I love children, I love their innocence, but what does a 10-year-old know? What does a 20-year-old know? What does a 25-year-old know? I'm old enough to say, what does a 30-year-old know these days sometimes? Why are we still chasing and putting these added pressures on ourselves for the promises we gave ourselves when we were 10 and 12 and 6 and 7? And we're often chasing dreams that reality just never set for us. And we need to, as we're in the process of letting things go, I think that's something that we need to, that's some weight that we need to shed. We need to find our own freedom, because I think we oftentimes create our own prisons, because our minds, which is our greatest blessing, can be our greatest enemy at the same time. And we need to stop that. Make new promises. Promise yourself that you will attempt to do better tomorrow than what you were able to accomplish or be today. That's a start. And if you know and you remember what you did, it shouldn't be hard to do. And then be consistent and make it a habit. And you'll get there in time. So that's that. And that's all I want to talk about this episode. Because guess what? I'm being consistent, and I made a promise that every 2 weeks, Wednesday or Thursday, it's looking like it's going to be Thursday, you're going to have a podcast episode. And by the time this episode is over, I'll have a name. But I thank you for joining me. Find your North Star. Discover your why. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Even the fearless still fear. Just remember that. You can only control what you can control. And one day, if not today, that's all I got. You guys stay well, stay blessed, stay crooked. I'll see you in another 2 weeks. Peace.